Hello, my name is Tanner Wilson, and today we'll be talking about Puerto Rico and Hurricane Maria. On October 18, 1898, America took control of the former Spanish colony of Puerto Rico. Since then, Puerto Rico has been an American territory, and it has even been under consideration of being a U.S. state. Hurricane Maria was the 10th most intense Atlantic hurricane on record and the strongest hurricane to hit Puerto Rico in nearly a century. It made landfall on September 2017. Originating from a tropical wave, it developed into a tropical depression on September 16th while situated to the east of the Lesser Antilles. Maria had 1 minute sustained winds of 175 miles per hour and caused over 3,000 deaths in Puerto Rico. Just weeks before Maria, Hurricane Irma dropped heavy rain and 50 mile per hour winds on Puerto Rico. The puddles of rain were just about going away before the monster storm Maria hit. Maria caused over $100 billion in damage, left 3 million people without power, and damaged or destroyed more than 300,000 homes in Puerto Rico. It was nearly 2 years before all power was restored on the island. The Kaiser Family Foundation found that even today, 25% of Puerto Ricans think that their lives are still affected. Almost 2 years later, and there is still 25% of people affected. 2 years? So what did we really do in Puerto Rico? Budweiser changed from making beer to making water for a whole day so they can ship it to Puerto Rico so they would have a lot of water. We have the National Guard help with search and rescue and getting power started. And Trump came down and passed out paper towels to residents of Puerto Rico. That's it. Hours of research, and that's all I found. We failed the people of Puerto Rico. And as soon as more people realize it, maybe, just maybe, we can finish helping them for a change.